From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló said at least 13 people have died as the country deals with dangerous floodwaters following the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria. Also, the National Weather Service says Oaxaca Dam is failing in western Puerto Rico, and buses are evacuating people as quickly as they can. The government has called the situation extremely dangerous. The eye of Hurricane Maria is approaching the Turks and Caicos with a maximum sustained wind of 205 kilometers per hour. An 18-year-old has appeared in court charged with attempted murder following a bomb attack on a London commuter train last week. Reuters News has filed this audio report.
Ahmed Hassan of Sunbury on Thames is accused of carrying out the attack at Parsons Green Station last Friday. 30 people were injured in the explosion on a packed commuter train. As well as attempted murder, Hassan is also charged with causing an explosion likely to endanger life using the highly volatile TATP, known as the Mother of Satan, or another explosive substance. At London's Westminster Magistrates Court, he spoke only to confirm his name and address.
Several other people have been arrested and homes raided in what was Britain's fifth major terrorism incident this year. Survivors were still being pulled from the rubble in Mexico City as rescue operations stretched into a fourth day. Rescue workers removed or broke through slabs until they found cracks that allowed workers to wiggle through and reach victims and lift them to safety. The city government said 60 people in all had been rescued since the quake hit on midday Tuesday. The official death toll stands at 286, with more than half in the capital. This is VOA News. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho suggested leader Kim Jong-un was considering testing an unprecedented-scale hydrogen bomb over the Pacific in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat at the United Nations to totally destroy the country. Bill Gallo has more.
Yang Uk, a senior researcher at the Korea Defense and Security Forum in Seoul, says detonating a nuclear-tipped missile over the Pacific Ocean would be a logical final step by North Korea to prove the success of its weapons program. However, it would be extremely provocative and carry huge risks. The International Atomic Energy Agency says an atmospheric test would be the first globally since China detonated a device in 1980. China was widely condemned for a similar test in 1966. The radioactive fallout could be significant, as well as the diplomatic backlash around the world. David Albright, founder of the nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security, said if Kim carries out such a test, it will be a tipping point for China and may prompt many other countries to demand an end to the regime. And Joshua Pollack, editor of the Washington-based Nonproliferation Review, believes Pyongyang's next step may be a test of its ICBM at full range into the Pacific. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
London's transport regulator stripped Uber of its license to operate beginning October 1st. Phil Polexio has a story on the latest setback for the transportation company.
The decision affects over 40,000 drivers. The Transport for London saying Uber's approach and conduct demonstrate a lack of corporate responsibility in relation to a number of issues which have potential public safety and security implications. In London, Uber has faced criticism from unions and lawmakers and traditional black cab drivers over working conditions. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said he backed the decision. In a statement, Uber said, "By wanting to ban our app from the capital, Transport for London and the mayor have caved in to a small number of people who want to restrict consumer choice." Uber said it will challenge the ruling in court. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Thai police say a roadside bomb exploded in the country's insurgency plague south, killing 4 army rangers. 5 additional rangers were injured, as well as a civilian. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Part of President Donald Trump's executive order limiting travel to the United States is set to expire, and it's raising questions about what the Trump administration will do next. The 90-day ban on citizens from 6 Muslim-majority countries who do not have ties with the U.S. ends on Sunday, leaving the White House with a decision to make about how it will replace the ban. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.